Part two, informational warfare vampirism. In this part two, after erasing your personal history, erasing the manifestation of the information which is defined on you, which makes you poor, old, stupid, fat, and ugly. This is information in manifestation imposed upon you by Zion. In this part two, the computer network will then start to pump in to a template, which is pre-prepared, life force, which has come out of the information held by you, and then can come out of a thousand targets, which actually feed your informational warfare vampire templates per year. Now, unlike the life force, where you can only suck a thousand life force persons worth of energy out of a target, in this one, per year, you can suck a thousand out of any target. So that can be any corporation, any government, any military, any bank, the Bilderbergers, the Rothschilds, any royal family. You can suck life force out of any sort of infrastructure, MI4, the largest secret police network running every aspect of British society, Homeland Security, MI5, MI6, CIA. You can take it out of the Catholic Church, the Jewish Church, any sort of religion. You can take it out of any sort of grouping like the Freemasons. You're basically sucking the life force out of that information subset definition. So basically where you've got a grouping of information, then they're bitches to be sucked dry. And in fact, unlike when you suck dry life force out of a human, the informational life force is different. Let's explain. Let's look at human matrix Zion. Here we've got Jewish bankers who have so far, by quantitative easing, produced on computer screens 70 trillion. We know the gross national product of the planet is around 60 trillion. So basically, the Jewish bankers have given themselves the world's GDP plus a bit by quantitative easing. Similarly, the Jewish bankers have made up $1.2 quadrillion in derivatives, which of course they've used for real world effects. Which of course, if you divide 60 trillion into 1,200 trillion, you'll see that the Rothschilds, Jewish bankers, have given themselves large chunk of the future's manifestation by using derivatives. Because if we divide 60 into 1,200, you get, of course, a huge chunk of future human history, which has been appropriated not actually by anything, but information. So you can actually see information supplants life force in the matrix. And by just making information, 60 trillion doesn't exist, it's just quantitative easing. Or, for example, 1,200 trillion in derivatives, you've actually got a vast number of years worth of manifestation control. So you can actually see that sucking life force out of information has a much greater effect on reality than sucking a few humans' worth of life force. So you can actually wonder, how on earth does this work? How can sucking life force out of information have any veracity? Well, we know that the basis of the Jewish bankers is the Kabbalah, and that the whole of Kabbalah is based upon selling the soul of the goyim to eternal torment, and then using that energy, the release of that energy, to power their manifestation. We know that the basis of Jewish banking is the Good Shepherd, the Christs, who die for humanity, and in fact accept all the sins and cosmic karma of the Jewish bankers. So one can actually see that the life force contained in a human is not the sum total of the life force contained in them. If you can sell their soul to eternal torment, you get a lot more life force, hence option 3, selling 1,000 souls to eternal torture. Then if you can link into the bird's nest, where you can actually get the highest form of human, the Christ, who in fact is eaten by the cannibal Christians, and then you can then get the cannibal Christians selling themselves to eternal torture and waking up in the bird's nest, because remember, if they are tricked into eating the flesh and blood of the wicker man, the Christ, in the bird's nest, who has every conceivable torture downloaded upon him by the Kabbalistic Satanist Illuminati, then the Christians are tricked into becoming Christ. And therefore, if they are tricked into selling their get-out-of-jail card, which is the whole basis of Christianity, to the Illuminati, they wake up as Christ in the bird's nest, being eternally tortured, adding to the torture of the Christ, and therefore the get-out-of-jail card, the life force generated by Christ in trying to save everyone is increased, and therefore, if the Jewish bankers can trick the goyim into selling this get-out-of-jail card, this Christ life force, to them, they then can add this to the information which they put up, quantitative easing, derivatives, and then they've got the life force from this bird's nest, this Good Shepherd ritual, the core of Kabbalah, basically torturing Christ for eternity to produce new life force, a life force generator, which they can then use to power their manifestation, Zion. They can then use this to make their quantitative easing and derivatives real. So obviously they've been using this technology, which of course is hyper-infinite technology. The basis of reality isn't life force or torsion field, it's hyper-infinity, will force, which then modifies the quantum vacuum to produce life force and torsion fields. And if you've got the Good Shepherd tricked into saving the Christians, and the Christians are tricked into selling themselves to eternal torture for the Jews, basically by British maritime law, giving money to the IRS, worshipping the Rothschild Jewish Sanhedrin bankers, who were actually physically attacked and kicked out of the temple by Christ, signing all the contracts, signing their tax forms, signing every other government form, which of course has got the contract in the subtext somewhere buried in the documentation of British maritime law. And if the paper money produced actually has upon it a contract where they accept the karmic debt of the Jewish bankers, Bank of England, Federal Reserve, IMF, that's why the Jewish bankers print money, then of course you have a method of using the life force of Christ in order to add to the manifestation of your information. Now, luckily, Tim Riefat found a wicker man who sold himself to eternal torment, torture, for Tim Riefat's beatification, allowed him to get into all the other wicker men, edomize them, and take over the bird's nest, take over this whole Kabbalistic Good Shepherd system to run only and only for Tim Riefat. This allows Tim Riefat to take over the system, to put all the Rothschild bankers into the bird's nest, wake them up as Christ, put all the Goyim who've sold their souls to the Jewish bankers into the bird's nest to wake them up as Christ, all being tortured without limit, without fail, with every conceivable torture and cosmic law punishing them for all their sins. This, of course, produces an infinite reservoir of life force, which can then be used to power information, as the Jewish bankers have done with their quantitative easing and their derivatives. And this means then that the life force held in the quantitative easing is gone, the life force held in the derivatives is gone, which means that the West destroys itself, implodes, and is turned into hell on earth for Zion simply by this process. And of course, this is why I couldn't introduce any of this psychotronic generator technology earlier, because of course we had to have the EDOM inception program, which then had to be downloaded into a Wicker Man who was still alive, who would then, like in the Silent Hill film, allow Amalek the information which turns Zion into hell on earth for the Zionists and tortures them eternally, kills off the chaos gods, kills off the Christs, and turns their entire system into Omega Hells, Omega Hells on Earth. Tim Riefat had to wait patiently until a Wicker Man came along to allow him to get into the Church of Zion to completely Edomize it, so the Mind Over Matter warfare programs couldn't get into Zion, because the Christs were protecting the Jewish bankers from the cosmic assassin vampire Tim Riefat. So until a Wicker Man came along who gave himself of his own free will to the vampire to destroy Zion, the process could not be complete. But thanks to having found a Wicker Man who had 60% burns by covering himself with petrol and had sold his soul to the Jewish God and the walking Rothschilds, that allowed access into the Church of Zion so it could be fully Edomized with the Mind Over Matter warfare programs, which now totally work. So mindovermatter.ru did not work properly because it was being blocked by all the Christs and the Goyim who'd been tricked into giving away their get-out-of-jail card from hell to the Jewish bankers. Luckily now it's been fully Edomized. Amalek has eaten up the Jew God, and all the life force which was produced by all the Christs has now been downloaded into Tim Riefat and can be used now for the informational warfare vampire. So in fact, as a starting point, I would recommend that you log in to the life force in the 60 trillion of quantitative easing. Log into the computer network, type in the 1,200 trillion in derivatives, which of course gives you 20 years worth into the future of life force, 20 years worth of GDP in the future. This, of course, is immensely valuable and has a tremendous amount of life force. You can imagine 1 year's worth of all human work energy in quantitative easing, 20 years worth in derivatives, which gives you 21 years worth of 7 billion people's worth of life force, all to be fed in as a starting point to your informational warfare template vampire. And then, of course, you've still got per year another 998 worth of life force from any corporation, government, you name it. And you can target anything on the planet, because remember, the Informational Warfare Service sucks energy out of Zion, and that's because of the Inception program. It's designed to suck out satanic energy, life force, and information that's been sequestered by Satanism, the Kabbalah, the walk-ins, blah, blah, blah. Any human activity, say, for example, the Chinese trying to build a road system for the Chinese, or the Russians trying to build a new cosmodrome in eastern Siberia for the Russians, has no bearing on Zion or the Rothschilds, so therefore should be unaffected by the informational warfare Zion. But for example, the Jewish banking system will be totally destroyed by this. The Pentagon military, totally destroyed by this. The every Western country, totally destroyed by the informational warfare vampire. Now, of course, you'll need to type in your informational warfare avatar. So like in a computer game, there are templates which you can choose. Now, first of all, for those of you who are good-natured and don't wish to be vampires and wish just to be coexisting with vampires, because remember, vampires need people during the day who look after them. So for example, in the new vampire milieu, you can have Psy Masters. The first template is, of course, is a Psy Master, which gives you Psy Master powers. We know that Psy Masters exist, and you can get any sort of psychic power, be it remote viewing, remote influencing, remote killing, ESP, telekinesis, all of the things. And remember, the information to build your Psy Master is on the internet. Babylon 5, which of course is the trademarked property of whatever TV company that produced it, had the Psy Corps, and there they fully documented the Psy Corps telepaths. And then we had the ultimate Psy Mistress Lita, who was modified by the Vorlons, and then, of course, could do all remote viewing, influencing, control many minds, and basically was a Psy Warfare super weapon. That's good information to link into your Psy Master template. So you just simply link up to the Babylon 5 information on the internet. Wonderful sci-fi series. I recommend you buy, look at, whatever, Babylon 5, because it really is a good starting point for introducing the new Psy technology to the future. We know in the 21st century, Psy Masters will be an intrinsic part of the government. All countries will have their own Psy Corps. And of course, the key to Psy Corps are psychotronic generators. You get no psychic powers without psychotronic generators. And Tim Riefat controls psychotronic generators, which makes me the Psy Lord of Psy. Anyone else building psychotronic generators to feed themselves get sucked dry by the psychotronic generators, because of course, unless they do my bidding, the technology doesn't work. That's why I explain the Inception technology at such length. You can then link into George Lucas's, owned by George Lucas, Star Wars Psy Master. We've got other films on Psy Masters, all owned by whatever film or TV company. We're not actually stealing the information. We're just sucking the life force out of that information. So all the people who watched Babylon 5, for example, or the Star Wars films, get their life force sucked out of their information. All the people who put their life force from their souls into wanting to become a Jedi or a Psy Corps P11, or Lita, the Vorlon Psi Mistress, or any of the other Psi Masters from the films. All of these feed your Psi Mistress, Psi Master template. And then you can just define underneath, my Psi Mistress can remotely view, precognitively remotely view, remotely influence, has telekinesis, is thin, has a size 40F breast size, because I like big breasts. You might not want that, those huge breasts, but as I say, you might want them. You might want to be a 36, 24, 36. You might want to change the physiognomy of your face, because remember, when you look at married couples, the married couples who have informational merger tend to look alike after living alike as they grow older. Similarly, if you change the information held on you, then its manifestation changes. So Sir Jimmy Savile, a saint, helper of children, becomes satanic paedophile Savile, who of course has all his works turned to ruin. Similarly put, you've got non-entity, erased, turns into Psi Mistress, suddenly becomes a super being, one of the great and the good of the 21st century, and is worshipped as a lady vampire, and is one of the honored few on the planet. Simply put, how erase the old Zion information, which turns you into a bird's nest bitch, and re-manifest it as the Psi Mistress template. This, of course, is not a vampire. It's like Lita, a human Psi Mistress, who, of course, has Psi powers. And then you can define what you look like, the changes in you, and gradually, over time, the more life force you feed into yourself, your body will start changing. This might seem very strange, but you can actually see, if you put in the information of getting cancer, growing old, dying, this happens. And if you've got enough life force and you reverse the polarity of life force, so instead of going from high life force to low life force, you go from zero life force, which is when you're erased, to infinite life force, which is you in the omega point, then, of course, your physiognomy, what you look like, your physical being, changes. So you grow younger, fitter, and what you look like changes. So if you're an ugly, fat gothess, but with a lovely character, then you can type in what you want to look like, and over time you'll turn into a vampire gothess who looks like a real badass and is absolutely demonically beautiful. If you want to be a cheerleader looking, you can simply type in what you want to look like, and then the psychotronic generator informational warfare system will change what you look like. This might seem impossible, but it seemed impossible that we could cure cancer, discovered in the 1920s with ozone. Impossible that you could kill off any infectious disease, discovered with ozone and Rife technology. All, of course, information whose manifestation was changed by sucking the life force out of it. It was discredited, labeled under conspiracy theory. Doesn't work. Charlatanism. Now, I wish my technology to be labeled any way you wish. I don't care a toss. The psychotronic generator computer network manifests it totally, so cynics can discredit. But you'll find with the governments, they're just deliberately trying to ignore all the information I'm spreading and trying to target me. Similarly, I'm ignoring anything but killing off the British government, the Rothschilds, Jewish bankers, and any other Bilderbergers, any other management of Zion. Template 2, of course, is a vampire, the dominatrix, a vampire or master vampire, who is linked in with sexual energy, is a sexual predator, and feeds off the information of the victim, but to do with the sex energy. We know that information has tastes, and one of the strongest tastes of information is sex. If you look on the internet, one of the leading tastes of information that people look for are sex sites. So you can link into all the sex sites on the planet, stick them in, you're sucked dry, all the life force drained out of it by the computer network to feed your dominatrix or master vampire. So if you want to be a 50 Shades of Grey master who has loads of money and has a masochistic bitch who he uses and abuses, or if you want to be a dominatrix billionaireess who has toy boy sex slaves, pain sluts who she uses, abuses, then of course this is the informational warfare template for you. This is template 2. And of course, you put 50 Shades of Grey, which of course is owned by the publishers and the authoress, link that onto the website by typing in the Google information on that onto your website page, and type in sex sites, type them in, and this will automatically suck the life force and information with the sex taste tuned to pump your informational warfare vampire full of the sex life force which is held in information. So of course this is not for those people who are tender hearts, but it's for sexual predators who wish to become sex vampires who feed off sex, and in fact who wish to get into BDSM and all the other perversions and be the top or dom and be surrounded by subs who of course worship you and you use to suck dry. You can get them to then link in. So basically, they can, every sub you get, you put their name up, and then they get energy from every website you've sucked through them. So you get a second bite of the cherry. So in fact, you can get 1,000 websites, targets, infrastructures worth of energy per year. But if you get subs, you can stick the bitch's name there, who of course gets a good thrashing from you, and in fact worships you orally and anally, and gets raped by you virtually, because rape of course is illegal, but in the games they're raped. We don't advocate rape or anything illegal, because remember, it's illegal. We just advocate witchcraft, cursing, black magic, Satanism and vampirism, because they're totally legal, because they don't exist in law. It's all conspiracy theory. You put the bitch's name, who of course worships your body, up there, and then of course the bitch is used as a second vehicle to suck energy out of another 1,000 targets. So if you're a dominatrix with a stable of bitches, a professional dominatrix, you can put all your customers up on the computer network. You don't have to put their real names, you can just put their initials if you wish to keep privacy. And that means you can then iterate the informational warfare vampirism program so that you get 1,000 times the number of clients you've got who are being abused and are paying for getting abused by you. So you can see that dominatrices and masters who've got a stable of subs can optimize their informational warfare vampirism in the sex phase, and slaves are the key to maximizing your energy, because you then get into the non-linear dynamical iteration, repeating the same thing again and again, using your subs as the repetition. So if you've got 100 subs, you then have the non-linear dynamical informational warfare vampirism iterated 100 times. So as you can see, being a professional dominatrix or master and torturing subs is a great way of being a vampire. And I would advocate that all vampires learn how to become dominatrices or masters if they wish to become sex vampires. Template 3 is the Empress Beauty Youth Energy Vamp. This is for my favorite, the girly girl. Girly girls. You know, the sweet girly girl who's interested in her looks and makeup and pretty outfits and all the other things that girly girls do. Absolutely works of art. The Empress Beauty Youth Energy Vampire feeds off fashion, feeds off fashion magazines, fashion websites, makeup websites, makeup chains, shoe chains, all the fashion idols, Versace, and the rest of them. All of these are fed all the beauty and youth, because remember, you don't have old hag-like models. You have beautiful young models. All of the models have their informational life force sucked out by template 3. They have their youth and beauty sucked out. It's pumped into you, which then automatically changes you to a vampiress, or I would think Adonis, or gay vampire if you're a male who wishes to be pretty and youthful and wishes to feed on life force and beauty. Because remember, life force has another taste, which of course is one of the dominant tastes of life force, which is staying young and being beautiful. That's what the cosmetic industry depends upon. And we know that being thin and glorious looking is something that every girly girl aspires to, even the goth girl who is fat and ugly, aspires to be the thin, brunette, badass goth girl who is better looking than the cheerleader, but simply hates jocks and all the other moronic male shitbirds. So the Empress Beauty Energy Vampire, which of course is template 3, is recommended for girly girls or gay men, or men who are absolutely sluts and wish to sleep with lots of women and wish to make themselves beautiful and youthful and surround themselves with charisma so that they can sleep with loads and loads of women. Simply put, you can log on to pop stars websites, media sites of A-list stars like Brad Pitt, Angelina Jolie, and the rest, suck them dry of youth and beauty, and of course this is pumped into you. So you can see that template 3 is simply a must-have for the girly girl or a gay guy or Adonis slut who has to sleep with as many women as possible. Template 4 is the Amazon Vamp, which of course is those women or men, which is the warrior vamp who wish to be athletic badasses. I'm concentrating mainly on the female aspect because I find females interesting. And as a male, I despise males and see them as things that need to be slaughtered. That's, you know, simply alpha males hate other males. So excuse me if I don't expostulate about the male aspects of these templates, but you can fill in the blanks. So the Amazon vamp, one of the glorious templates on the internet set for you is Wonder Woman. Absolutely adore Wonder Woman. That would be my dream girly girl. the vampire in black leather, the Kate Beckinsale vampire. Remember, all of these are owned and the intellectual property of their authors. Wonder Woman is the intellectual property of DC Comics. But if you want to suck the life force out of Wonder Woman and pump it into yourself, just simply log on to all the websites devoted to Wonder Woman. Type in Amazon's and you'll get a whole list of Amazon websites. Log into the websites of the female bodybuilders. If, like myself, you like TNA wrestling and the TNA knockouts, you can log into the information on their TNA knockouts. For those of you who are non-wrestling fans, I'm a redneck, so my form of opera is wrestling and NFL. These are female wrestlers. So you can then download the life force from female wrestlers into yourself. So if you want the viciousness, real nastiness, evil bitch, alpha violence, you've got all the female wrestlers which are out there as templates. If you want to be, as I say, a female super soldier, you can log on to the Pentagon's female soldier websites and suck the energy out of all the American female soldiers. Similarly, you can do it for all the male stuff, but so I can't be bothered to talk about it. That's template 1, 2, 3, 4. Template 5. Template 6 is the Witch Queen vampire. This is a vampire which sucks all the energy out of Wicca, all the witches. Remember Vampire Diaries? I remember that's trademark property of the TV company and the authoress. So not mine, so of course you can type in witches, Wicca, and all the other stuff on witchcraft to feed your witch queen vampire. Similarly, you can be a witch king vampire, which of course the witch king of Angmar, the Nazgul, king of the Nazgul from Lord of the Rings. You get the point. This then pumps all the life force tuned to Satanism, black magic, witchcraft, which is another of the prime tastes of life force, into your template, which is template 6, which then allows you to go to all witchcraft websites, type in the page of any of the spells, and they will then automatically work for you, powered by the life force sucked out of the information of anything to do with witches. So you can actually see it's a new form of occultism, and if you need to sell souls to power the ritual, you've got option 3, where you sell 1,000 souls to power your occult rituals. And if you want to get the power of Dr. Faustus, you can type in Dr. Faustus to get the powers given for 7 years, and you've got 1,000 souls, which gives you 7,000 years worth of Dr. Faustus's powers. So you can actually see all this technology is synergistic. This is the end of Part 2.